said, baby, won't you lay down? Let's watch this water boil.
Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. It's 10 a.m. on Monday morning. That can only mean one thing. At this, ooh, yikes, is herd mentality. Today is another new music day. I've been scouring the interwebs for the latest and greatest in what's new in the rock and pop spheres of modern music. So thank you to the many blogs that helped me curate such a list. So yeah, basically we're just going to go through and listen to some of the coolest new stuff that I think is worth listening to, and you know, we'll see where that gets us. So yeah. My name's Thomas Keller. I'll be walking you through the set today, and we'll just kind of take it as it comes, listen to some music, and at times I'll talk. talk to you about what's going on. I know. Crazy. It's really, it's a cool new format. I'm really trying to shake up the genre here. But that aside, why don't we just jump right into the music? You can listen with your ear parts, I think is a good way to start.
As if we ever need reason, when miracles are known to happen, we're burning up the oxygen, coming up for air. It's about to happen.
I
wonderful musical stylings of Mr. Ryan Power, dear friend, who is coming to Cambridge this Saturday. If you want to catch him, he's playing a show, a release show with Gorilla Toss, part of their NNA Tapes label collaboration, to support this new album that he just came out with. excuse me. So Ryan Power, great guy, amazing combination of pop, some jazz and interesting modulations all throughout, and a fantastic hook in that song. Love to hear it. Before that, we were listening to Wild Beasts, the indie rock group from the UK, who actually just disbanded two months ago, sadly. But this latest track was something that just popped out of their kind of their last album, and as their label were going through all their stuff, they shook that out and were like, okay, well, we'll play that. So we got one more track from them, so for that we are thankful. Moving right along, this was kind of a surprisingly electronic start to the show. But hey, electronic music is cool too. It'll be in and out. We'll have some electronic music, some more classic rock into, gosh darn it, maybe even a little bit of a folky vibe as we move through the show. So just, yeah, a little bit of everything, keeping it eclectic. Or freeform, as we say on this station. So yeah, thanks for listening. We'll just keep going through your always commercial-free and only interrupted by, you know, weirdos like me talking. Radio Morning, yeah, here on WMFO.
There's a hole in the drywall, still not fixed. So I just haven't gotten around to it. And besides, I'm starting to get used to the gaps. Say you wish you could find some way to be so hard on myself. So why is it easy for everyone else? I'm not always like this. There's always tomorrow, I guess. And I'd never do. it wasn't mine. I went along for the ride. I was a fly on your wall to see the heart of it all. I found a feeling inside, or should I say it found me? I turned into someone I never imagined I'd be.
There we have Angel Olsen. She just came out with a collection of kind of B-sides and unreleased stuff literally 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, sorry, now. So that was Fly on Your Wall from that collection called Phases. And then before that, we were listening to Julian Baker with her her song Turn Out the Lights, the title track from her newest release, Turn Out the Lights. It's kind of a solo, you know, voice and guitar with a lot of backing ambiance going on kind of record, but always cool stuff from her. I think that's her second album. She had a sprained ankle a few years ago. So yeah, just cool stuff. Angel Olsen's coming to the House of Blues if you want to check her out on December 4th. So yeah, got a couple weeks. Then before that, she'll be playing in Maine, Portland, Maine on the 2nd. So doing that East Coast tour in December, and even in Montreal. Wow, yikes, Boston, Montreal. That's a drive. Anyway, so yeah, good for them. Cool music. Love to hear it. And we'll just keep it going. We're into the, if you haven't noticed, we're out of the electronic portion of the show, and we're into the more organic and guitar-based portion of the show. But it'll come back. Don't you worry. Electronic music always comes back. Because apparently it's the 80s again, which is always fun. But hey, I'm not... I don't make the trends, I just watch them. All right, I'll quit jabbing. Here's some more music. ¶¶ There you have Japanese Breakfast with their latest track, The Body is a Blade. Japanese Breakfast, I'm a big fan. They're great to have on the show. Project of Michelle Zauner, doing her stuff. And we were listening to before that was, yikes, Radiator Hospital with their a song off their latest album called Pastoral Radio Hit. And the two kind of showrunners of the two bands have been collaborating for a while. From Radiator Hospital, you have Sam Cooke Parrott, and so he and Japanese Breakfast have been doing stuff back and forth for a little while now. So cool to hear them side by side, the two different sides of the coin. So yeah, Japanese Breakfast's latest album is called Soft Sounds from Another Planet, came out a few weeks ago. And then Radiator Hospital, their album is called Play the Songs You Like. Play the Songs You Like. Yeah. And that came out, again, in October-ish. Yeah. So yeah, this is all fresh stuff. So thank you so much for listening to here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Herd Mentality with me, Thomas Keller. And we have more music for you today. At a certain time, I will have to bug you with a couple PSAs because we are doing our donation drive, which is part of why this is all commercial-free programming, and it's just people talking and playing great music. So hopefully, at that point, you might feel the need or the desire to help out, and it's always appreciated. But until that time, we have more music to listen to, so we'll just put that off until later and kick some more jams.
I swear.
Was the very curious Swedish band Mac the Verskin, which apparently doesn't mean anything, but they thought it was a great name, so they kept it. Yeah, they just came out with their third album called, wait for this, Three. Yeah, three in Roman numerals, so look out for that. I couldn't tell if it was ill at first, but I'm pretty sure it's three. And then before that, we were listening to Bully with their song Kills to Be Resistant from their latest album, Losing Bully, the very interesting kind of punk rock band from Nashville. They've been together for a few years now. Yeah, still pretty fresh. Their first album was like 2015. Yeah, so cool new music. And now I must do a quick shameless plug for the fall 2017 Sunday concert series here at our wonderful Tufts Granoff Music Center. So every Sunday, basically, we have a free show. It's at 3 p.m. Everybody who shows up can get in as long as there's space. So coming up this week, it's the Tufts Choruses. So they're doing an interesting set. It's going to be led by Jamie Kirsch. He's kind of the head of the choruses here at Tufts. And so they're going to be singing works of Macmillan, Brahms, Isenwald's Ralph Johnson, Andre Thomas, and Sidney Guillaume, all of which I know intimately and can assure you their music is wonderful. So yeah, that's November 19th. That's next Sunday. So you got a week to figure out your schedule, figure out how you're going to get to our Granoff Music Center. It's our wonderful, large, curvy, glass-fronted building right in the middle of campus at 3 p.m. It's free. Bring yourself, bring a friend, and enjoy some wonderful live music that people just put on because they love it. You know, it's good to hear. And yeah, that's basically my full plug. And unfortunately now I have to plug our donations, but hey, it's not so bad. And then once that's all over, it's just music on out through the rest of the show with a quick quip from me. So if you can survive this, you can survive anything.
It all started in January of 1970. Darling, 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
See, I told you the electronic music would come back. That was In the Morning, one of the latest tracks off of Destroyer's new album called Ken with a lowercase K. And before that we heard, he's going by A. Savage right now, but that was the Andrew Savage from Parquet Courts on his new solo album called Thawing Dawn. That song was called Buffalo Calf Road. Apparently he felt like waxing poetic about cowboys, so hey, you know, cool and good for him. Yep, alright, so we're nearing the end of the show. A couple more tracks for you, and then we're passing off the reins to another disc jockey. I guess, hey, that works, yeah. to ride about in the morning. So, more music, less talk. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Touts Freeform Radio. Hopefully that donations PSA wasn't too traumatic for you. Just feels weird if, like, the DJs are the people paying for all the programming. It's like, we do. But, like, it'd be cool if you guys could help a little bit, too. You know, just a little bit. That'd be cool. All right. Enough of me.
Slumped on the kitchen floor, nuns in stress positions, smoking Marlboros. Lolita is weeping, the bride is beautiful. My seduction. I can't turn off what turns me on. I can't turn off what turns me on. Secretions falling on basement rugs. I can't turn off what turns me on. I can't turn off what turns me on. I hold you like a weapon. Oh, don't turn off what turns me on. I can't turn off what turns me on. I can't turn off what turns me on.
Okay, and there we have the latest track from St. Vincent called Mass Seduction off of her so aptly named album, Mass Seduction. And this will about do it for me for talking. So thank you so much for listening. This has been Herd Mentality. I'm Thomas Keller. And if you tune in next week, same time, same place, 10 a.m. on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, I'll be here spinning tracks, maybe talking to some interesting people if they choose to come out of the woodwork. So, you know, you never know what you're going to get. And that's the pleasure of it. All right, one last track on your day before I turn it over to the next wonderful jockey to spin your tracks this morning. Thank you so much for listening.
A creature, I get on the ground. The second I see you, you cannot command your love. I wasn't a catch, I wasn't a keeper. I was walking around like I was the one who found dead John Cheever. Hand and glove. So blame it on. I really don't care. It's a foregone conclusion. I see you in stations and on invitations. You'd fall into rivers with friends on the weekends. Innocent skies above. Corinth, the liquor store. Can't wait to see you. I'm walking around like I was the one who found dead John Cheever in the house of love. So blame it on me. I really don't care. It's a foregone conclusion. I wasn't so bad, I wasn't that sick. Got taken by